This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Names in the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet, with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports, brought to you by BetMGM.
The phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos here with you on Westwood One Sports. Happy New Year to all the listeners and all the viewers. Great to have you with us here on Westwood One Sports in the year of our Lord, 2026. Keep on firing the comments in on YouTube and on Twitch. We will have a much bigger presence on those two platforms as we move into 2026. Call and text line coming soon as well. We very much look forward to that and appreciate everybody's patronage and sticking with us here on You Better You Bet here on the new time slot. Lots of great messages from a lot of fans, new and old. Appreciate all of you very, very much. First hour of the show dedicated entirely to the college football playoff quarterfinals. Told you why. Trinidad Chambliss, QB1. I think he might be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft if he decides to declare after his performance last night on Thursday night against Georgia, and why Pete Golding outcoached Kirby Smart as Ole Miss pulled the outright upset in an instant classic in the Sugar Bowl. Absolutely loved it as Georgia beats Ole Miss, Ole Miss beats Georgia 37-34 to advance to the semifinal. Compared Indiana and Kurt Cignetti to Walter White, Heisenberg in Breaking Bad, and how they've been able to turn this around in short order and turn into an absolute juggernaut, you know, minus the drug dealing and murder for Kurt Cignetti in Indiana. As Indiana embarrasses and emasculates Alabama, Indiana, you're betting favor right now to win the national championship in college football. What a time to be alive. Texas Tech, you wasted our time. And that is an unforgivable sin. You wasted our time. Great. You won the Big 12, and you won every game by 22 points or more. When you had to step up in class against a real team, you scored as many points as I did yesterday in the Orange Bowl. If you took the number of points that Texas Tech scored and you multiplied it by a million, you know what it would be? Zero. Pathetic from Texas Tech. Get out of my face, Red Raiders. And credit to Dan Lanning, Dante Moore in Oregon, advancing to the semis for a rematch against Kurt Cignetti, Fernando Mendoza, and Indiana. And look, I credited Miami to end the hour. Miami advancing to the semis. They are favored against Ole Miss coming up on Thursday night in the Fiesta Bowl. I still think Ohio State's the better team, and it doesn't matter. Then maybe it's sour grapes, and I'm crying over spilled milk. That could very well be true. And Miami won, and Miami was the better team. I can't believe that was the Ohio State effort that they put out there on Thursday night in the Cotton Bowl. That is, the days are so mixed up because of the midweek holiday. On Wednesday night, I guess, on New Year's Eve in the Cotton Bowl. A terrible first half from Ohio State leading to the Buckeyes getting bounced. Told you to end the hour. Give me Ole Miss to beat Miami in advance to the national championship game. Leaning towards Indiana to beat Oregon. Don't know how I want to bet that game as far as the spread is concerned. Former NFL and college football coach Dave Wannstedt will join us in about a half hour to talk about what we saw in the college football playoff quarters and week 18 in the NFL and extending it out to the NFL postseason. And I'm going to give you my breakdown on all the big games in week 18, who I expect to win, who I expect to lose. And I have run all my opinions through the playoff predicting machine, And I have my projected wild card weekend with all the point spreads for you. And there are domestic sports books that have these markets up. So I'm going to tell you what I think the most likely scenario is. Here are going to be the matchups on wild card weekend. So we, me also, and you, our listeners and viewers, so we can get a leg up, get early here on how we want to bet these games and think about these games next weekend in the NFL postseason. Yeah, like the games are going to be exciting coming up Saturday and Sunday. But Monday is a huge day on the NFL calendar as well. No, there is no Monday Night Football game on Monday. But Monday is going to be important because it is Black Monday in the National Football League. And there will be coaches that lose their jobs on Black Monday. And this exercise is not to, like, revel in human beings losing their jobs. And, like, families being, like, that's not what this is at all. It is an unfortunate part of life, period. And obviously the NFL. But it is what it is. This is a sports show. And we're going to frame things through the prism of team building. And should teams keep coaches? Should they move on? And what are they going to do moving forward? And I love having conversations like these. And I love thinking about this team building, right? Because it gives us a leg up on how we want to think about these teams heading into next season, right? Provided and depending on what they do coming up on Monday and early into next week. So I've compiled a bunch of teams here that I think at the very least could be making head coaching changes following the end of the regular season. And we could talk about the games that those teams will be playing in Week 18 as well. So we'll start with the Bills and the Jets on Sunday in the final game at the Ralph, which I guess they call Highmark Stadium now. It will always be the Ralph to me. As Buffalo, a 6.5-point favorite in the game against Gangrene, total here is 38. Now, the Bills can technically still, like, help their playoff seeding. I don't even know if it matters. Like, I'm probably going to play the Patriots, the Jaguars, or the AFC North winner. And honestly, with Baltimore being a favorite at Pittsburgh, we'll get to that game next hour. I kind of think you don't want to be the 5 seed and maybe have to play Baltimore in case the Ravens get on a roll. And I don't even know if Buffalo cares about winning this game. It certainly feels like right now, and we don't have word on this yet, that the Bills will be sitting some of their starters, potentially Josh Allen chief among them for this game against the New York Jets, with Buffalo only being a 6.5-point favorite. But this for right now is about the Jets, not about the Buffalo Bills. The Jets are 3-13. The Jets will be starting Brady Cook on Sunday. And Brady Cook, and this is not meant to be like a Brady Cook bash session, but look, he's not very good. By any metric, he might be like the worst starting quarterback in the NFL this season. So Brady Cook's not very good. I think the Bills could roll out, bring Trent Edwards back. And I think they could probably win this game. J.P. Lossman. Insert Bills. What's freaking Frank Reich make the trip from Stanford? I think the Bills can win this game with a multitude of potential options at quarterback with Brady Cook starting for the Jets, which means the Jets are likely to finish 3-14 in Aaron Glenn's first season in charge. Now, earlier in the year, Aaron Glenn did get a big-time vote of confidence from Jets owner Woody Johnson, who threw at the time, if you remember, Woody Johnson threw starting quarterback Justin Fields under the bus. And Woody Johnson said, basically, if our quarterback could complete the forward pass, I'm paraphrasing, only slightly, then we would see how things would go. And he talks to Aaron Glenn every week and that he has confidence, etc. Things have been made a little bit more interesting by how the Jets season has ended here. Specifically, the way Sunday's game went at home against the New England Patriots. You better you bet on this Friday. Nick Costos here with you, Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM. And I just tell you this as someone who lives in New York and consumes a lot of New York sports content. And I have a lot of friends that root for the Jets, like diehard Jets fans, right? There was no one in that stadium on Sunday. And the Patriots laid it on them. I think it's good that the Jets lost the game and improved their draft positioning. But if you're the owner of the team, right, you're watching an empty stadium at the end of the year and your team getting booed out of the building against one of your rivals as the quarterback of that team kind of pads his MVP case and becomes the MVP front runner. Like, it's not a great look. And by any objective measure, Aaron Glenn has not done a great job this season. I don't know what you could point to and say Aaron Glenn's done well. And look, I didn't think the Jets were going to be good. I said it when they signed Justin Fields. Like, Justin Fields, he's terrible. He seems like a very nice young man, and I'm not saying like he can never be good, although I don't think he will be. I think like the book's out on him. He's a backup quarterback, and he got a deal to be the starter, and he's not good, and the Jets have no receivers, basically, especially once Garrett Wilson gets hurt. This was never going to go well, and I loved what they did at the trade deadline, getting that war chest of picks with the Sauce Gardner and the Quinnen Williams trade. And I do think, and I said this at the time, the Jets are big-time set up for success in the future. But this is a conversation about what's going to happen next week. Is Aaron Glenn going to live to see the rest of this rebuild? I think the answer is yes. Now, I don't have to be right. Let's see how this goes. Do the Bills embarrass them with their backups? Who knows what's going to happen? 3-14. Glenn already fired his defensive coordinator, Steve Wilks. Does he survive? I think yes. I think Woody Johnson and the public commitment to Glenn earlier in the season, he's a former Jet. I think Aaron Glenn will get at least one more year. And candidly, look, it's been bad for Aaron Glenn. I do think he deserves another year. I think anyone, and it's easy to say this now, hindsight's 20/20, with the benefit of having the entire season been played. I think the people that looked at the Jets and were like, oh yeah, they could be decent this year. Like, really? Like, really? Like, come on. Come on. With Justin Fields and Tyrod Taylor and like Brady Cook, there's just no way. So I do think Aaron Glenn will be back. I actually think he should come back. And maybe he's not the guy. And maybe Darren Mooji, the GM and company, maybe they screw up all these picks. I actually think that the organization has been run very well this year, getting that war chest of picks where they can control whichever of the next two drafts they want. And for the Jets fans out there, did you watch Trinidad Chambliss last night? Did you watch Fernando Mendoza yesterday? Dante Moore yesterday? Did you watch Arch Manning on New Year's Eve? Or Jeremiah Smith on New Year's Eve? The Jets are going to have their chances to get whomever they want in the next two NFL drafts. I do think Aaron Glenn will return. We'll stay in the AFC East. As the New England Patriots, 10.5-point favorites against the Miami Dolphins, 45.5 the total in that game. And the Patriots are going to play this game to win because they could still get the one seed and home field advantage. Unlikely. I think the Broncos will beat the Chargers, who are starting Trey Lance Maker Dance. Lance Maker Dance. The Broncos will probably win, but the Patriots need to try and win just in case to get the one seed and home field advantage. Now, I've been telling you for a little bit now that I think Mike McDaniel's going to stay. That he will remain the head coach. We want him to stay. Shout out to Rihanna. That Mike McDaniel is going to remain the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. There were a couple of reports over the holidays, over the last couple days, that kind of had me question that thought process. And now I actually believe that McDaniel's going to be out at season's end.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We first saw the rumor that McDaniel would be a candidate for the Browns head coaching job if the Browns fired Kevin Stefanski. And we'll get into Kevin Stefanski in a little bit. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, okay. And just so people know where stuff like that comes from, that's not the Browns giving that information out. That's like Mike McDaniel's camp is giving that. And I'm not insinuating they're making it up, just that I think that's Mike McDaniel and his agents and his team preparing for him to lose his job and maybe drum up interest in him for a new head coaching job. And then yesterday's bombshell, and I actually do think this qualifies as a bombshell, that the Dolphins will be retaining ESPN NFL analyst on Monday Night Football and Hall of Fame quarterback Troy Aikman to consult the team on its search for a new general manager. And if you'll remember, the Dolphins fired general manager Chris Greer following the Thursday night loss to the Baltimore Ravens earlier in the year. That tells me that Aikman's going to be consulting, that Mike McDaniel's gone. Because if Aikman's vetting the search, they're not going to hire a GM with the preconceived notion that you have to come in and work with McDaniel. They're hiring someone to be like the guy. Because you don't bring Aikman in otherwise. You bring in like a figurehead GM to work with the head coach. That's like how the NFL works. Mike McDaniel doesn't exactly strike me as a Troy Aikman guy. Troy Aikman's a boomer. Mike McDaniel's not. Just my opinion. I can be wrong. Just my opinion. My guess is, and I didn't think this last week, but these events that I've laid out have changed my mind. I think Mike McDaniel will be out as head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Speaking of Kevin Stefanski, his Browns, 7.5-point road dogs this weekend to Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Cincy is 7.5-point home favorite, total 44.5. And I'll just give you a betting opinion on this game. I think Cincinnati's going to win by 20. Bengals have got it going on right now. Much like Stella, Joe Burrow's got his groove back in a big way. Much like Shawn Michaels back in the day, he's got his smile back. He had lost his smile, and now he's got it back. And he didn't have to fake an injury like Shawn Michaels did. He was actually hurt when he lost his smile. So Joe Burrow's feeling better, even though he is taking failed shots at the organization every chance he gets. Now, just to say this, Zach Taylor's going to come back. I think Zach Taylor's getting another year. Do I think he should as Bengals head coach? Absolutely not. I think he's a terrible head coach. And the fact that, like, Joe Burrow goes out and they can't win, like, look at what Kyle Shanahan did with a million guys out, including Brock Purdy. Not that Purdy's Joe Burrow, but, like, good coaches are able to sustain losses and still be able to win games. Zach Taylor's not a good coach. I don't think he should come back, but he's going to. So I just to get that out of the way, I think Zach Taylor returns as Bengals head coach, and they look to reload next year around Joe Burrow. I am starting to believe, though, that Kevin Stefanski is going to be out of a job. Because in the same way, you got reports that the Browns would be interested in Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel. That obviously means that there would be a head coaching vacancy in Cleveland. And I believe that the Browns have touched base with the Dolphins with Mike McDaniel and his team already. Where else does that report come from? We also got a report from ESPN's Jeremy Fowler that the Giants, my favorite football team, would be an ideal fit for Kevin Stefanski. Again, where do you all think that's coming from, our listeners and viewers? And I'm not trying to talk down to you and make it like you don't get it. I think you do understand where that stuff is coming from. This is Kevin Stefanski and his agents, right, and the team around him, and I'm not talking the Browns, his management team, probably know he's on thin ice. I'm sure they know that. Like, the McDaniel report came out. I'm sure that's true. I'm sure that the Giants, I have no doubt that the Giants have spoken to, I don't know that for a fact. I'm not reporting that. But where do you think this stuff comes from? So if this is out, right, then Stefanski probably knows that at the very least his seat's very hot. And maybe the Browns are looking to just turn the page on all of this. See what they do with Deshaun Watson. See what happens with Shador. Have the two first-round picks, obviously, theirs and Jacksonville's, and what they do at the quarterback position. If I had to guess right now, I believe that Kevin Stefanski will be out as the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Just to get this on record, I am a New York Football Giants fan. My favorite team out of any of the teams I root for. And if you're new to the show, thank you very much. Follow me on all socials at TheKostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S, on Twitter and Instagram. I like the Giants, the Yankees, the Knicks, and the Rangers. Those are my four teams. The Giants have always been my favorite team since I was a little kid. Always, right? I can't tell you how excited I would be for the Giants to hire Kevin Stefanski. A two-time, shout out to Diamond Dallas Page, bang, coach of the year. Not his fault he got saddled with Deshaun Watson, who can only operate out of a spread offense. It's not the offense that Stefanski wants to call. I think Stefanski's an awesome coach. And I think he is the perfect coach to come in and mentor Jackson Dart and take the Giants out of the sideshow role they've been in for the last decade and bring them back to some degree of prominence. Stefanski would be at the top of my wish list were he to become available to be the head coach of the New York Football Giants. And I do think if and when the Browns move on from Stefanski, it is a mistake from a football perspective, but given everything that's happened with Watson, I guess you kind of can't blame the organization if they just want a clean break. I think the Bengals are going to lay it on them. I'm laying the points with Cincinnati on Sunday against Cleveland. Zach Taylor comes back for the Bengals. I think the Browns will dismiss Kevin Stefanski after the game. On the other side, we will get to the other NFL coaching situations that I think you, our listeners and viewers, need to be monitoring. And the most interesting one is in Las Vegas with Pete Carroll and the Raiders. We'll get to the Raiders, the Cardinals, and more on the other side. You Better You Bet on a Friday here on Westwood One Sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.